Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny. We will have a high of about 78 degrees. Kenosha, right now it's at 55, 57 in Burlington. It's 60 in Milwaukee, 57 at this hour in Racine. Mount Pleasant Police investigating the discovery of a woman's body early yesterday afternoon, though Chief Tim Zarzecki is quoted as saying it is not Lynn Rickard, who disappeared a month ago from the town of Dover, prompting an intense search by multiple jurisdictions. According to a brief news release, the body was discovered in the ditch line along the 11,000 block of Louis Sorensen Road. Mount Pleasant trustee John Hewitt at last night's board meeting said that was about a half mile away from his home.
My neighbors found it while they were out just in driving around. They have an ATV, and they came upon it.
The news release indicates the cause, the manner, the circumstances surrounding the death, and the identity of the victim still under investigation by detectives. The Wisconsin State Crime Lab's response team and the State Patrol's reconstruction unit also helping in that investigation. Crime Stoppers of Racine County recently partnering with Texas-based Anderson Software to provide a more seamless, efficient way for students and members of the community to offer information for helping to prevent and maybe solve crimes or other serious or life-threatening matters. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Anderson Software leads the industry in secure and anonymous tip acquisition and management solutions called P3 Intel. The new partnership allows Racine County to foster a relationship between law enforcement and the public to proactively create a safer community. Tips were previously accepted as text messages. Crime Stoppers of Racine County will now be accepting tips by phone, the web, and by the way of the new P3 Tips mobile app, available on Apple and Android platforms, greatly enhancing the tip submission process. Still completely anonymous, tips submitted through the P3 mobile app will have no length limitations and allow images, video, and documents to be uploaded with the tip. Tips will still be accepted through the toll-free hotline, 888-636-9330. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 28-year-old Milwaukee resident Kelly Benning and 32-year-old Zach Fox of South Milwaukee with felony misappropriating an ID to obtain money after reportedly being found in possession of gift cards, stolen IDs, and blank checks in a purse. Burlington police called to the Quick Trip gas station convenience store about the use of a Menards gift card or two to buy other gift cards, though the criminal complaint says also that the store clerk thought it was kind of odd both wore hooded sweatshirts with the hoods up around their faces and it's 85 degrees outside. Police later found what turned out to be a stolen vehicle, at another Quick Trip, and while inside that vehicle, they found numerous IDs, licenses, and blank checks, none, though, belonging to Fox or Benning, who are going to be back in court next week. Racine Unified School Board approving an administrative regulation on professional conduct, part of the superintendent's consent agenda. A motion had been made to take it up separately, to which Dennis Weiser argued it would serve no purpose, given there was lengthy discussion and a recent work session.
I don't see where any further discussion is going to add value to a vote one way or the other at this point.
Julie McKenna supported separating the item from the others on the agenda just to help clearly define board member votes.
That you're forced to vote yes because you're in favor of all the other agenda items and you can't really know what you're voting either way. So for that reason, I'm going to vote in favor of pulling it out just so if people want to differ or have to abstain that they can, and it's more clearer that way.
Mike Frontier called the rewrite dramatically better. Michelle Duco, with continued concerns about the revised regulation, said, "That's why I want an opportunity to vote against it." The item, again, a popular topic for the teachers during citizens' comments. President Angelina Cruz claiming it's part of the, quote, culture of fear and distrust that has festered the past several years in this district, unquote. Vote was 6-3 against separating the item from the others on the consent agenda, which was then approved by a majority of the 9 board members. Another nominee for the vacant seat on the Mount Pleasant Village Board and another tie vote. Village President Dave DeGroote had nominated Ram Bhatia, a retired electrical engineer who's been a longtime member of the Gateway Technical College Board and a volunteer with several local organizations. Trustee Kenneth Twaska said he spent about 2 hours talking to Bhatia last weekend, said he was impressed by what he got from that discussion, but said he just couldn't support the appointment, quote, at this time.
The reason I'm not doing it now is because I had expected, I thought they would be here today, that we would have a couple of more people just bringing in their thoughts and their...
Sure, absolutely.
So please don't take this personal. Like I said, this is something that I kind of... I went home Saturday, and I was really, really pleased with our discussion.
Bhatia indicated, meanwhile, that he may consider seeking election to the board if his appointment is not confirmed. Since April, the board has been evenly split, mainly on the nominations of trustees, with Feast Atwaska Hansen voting against them. State law requires the village boards to have 7 members. A decision from Taiwanese technology firm Foxconn on where to put that American plant to make LCD TV screens may be coming. The Wall Street Journal says the company could make an announcement yet this week, and it could be in Wisconsin. Racine and Kenosha counties, of course, have been courting the firm. So has Michigan, among others. New laws there allowing for big tax breaks for companies that create big numbers of new jobs. In fact, a corporate jet belonging to Foxconn recently spotted over in Benton Harbor. More jobs always, of course, better than fewer, according to one-time Kenosha County executive John Collins. He says any company bringing new jobs into a community causes a ripple effect that benefits many other parts of that community. Foxconn could be announcing that decision this week regarding new plants and many jobs. Collins in office back in 1988 when Chrysler said it was closing most of the American Motors operation in Kenosha, throwing thousands out of work. He says that a new employer bringing in thousands of jobs would have a huge impact.
Because while we had 14,000 jobs here in the 1970s, that didn't spring on it at one point. That was something that occurred through growth that started back 50, 60 years before that. So having something that is that momentous occurring at one fell swoop, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal.
Speaking to our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Collins added that while Foxconn would be good for the entire region, there are still questions that would have to be answered, like the size of the facility, taxes that would be paid, how involved the company would be in the community. Contract for infrastructure work on the new park east of the Village Hall in Mount Pleasant awards to Welcome Excavating and Grading at more than $659,000. The Village Board unanimously approving that contract last night. Funding is to come from the tax incremental district created for the Village Government Campus. Public Works Director Steve Hout said that the contract for Phase 1 includes installation of water, sewer, and a parking lot.
It would also include ADA accessible pathways to a prepared park, playground area, and with connecting ADA accessibility to Campus Drive, which would invite YMCA to come visit the park and use the playground, and also would include a path to the center of the future baseball diamonds multi-use area.
Trustee Gary Feast noting land purchased by the village west of the Village Hall has been mentioned as a potential site for a new fire station, expressed some skepticism that donations would cover much of the cost of completing the park. Village has already received a $100,000 donation to pay for equipment for that all-inclusive playground. Well, for now, it's still the building that shall remain nameless, other than being called the Old Curtain Clinic at 2333 Northwestern Avenue, purchased by Racine Unified to house alternative education programs and the Racine Employee Health and Wellness Clinic. Administration sought input on a name and suggested either the Learning Center on Northwestern Avenue or the Alternative Program and Professional Learning Center on Northwestern Avenue. During citizen comments, community activist Fiona Murphy said, "We need to change the way we look at spaces like these.
These are spaces for marginalized kids. This is some of the only stability that they have. We are greatly wasting an opportunity to not allow them to be engaged in the naming of their space."
Chief Operations Officer David Hazen indicated no problem with the delay, but he pointed out a more restrictive district policy on facilities when you're naming them after somebody.
We can go and work with the leadership in the building, the principal of the various programs, and maybe get some sort of feedback from the students. We probably would wait till school starts to do that when they're in the building. With the board's naming policy, the board has to approve names. If it were to be suggested it's named after a person, then there's some further restrictions on that. The person either has to be deceased or have contributed a substantial portion to create the program.
The issue of naming the building on Northwestern Avenue may not come back until October so as to include student input with the start of the 2017-18 term. And Gifford is still the same, but expansions being made to the boundaries for Mitchell and Gerstad Middle Schools, part of the My School, My Choice plan for Racine Unified starting in the fall of next year. School board member Mike Frontier, a little concerned about the integration aspect of the plan, calling it the most critical issue that we need to preserve. Aside from the boundaries, the school board approves Zimmerman Architectural Studios for the design work at Gilmore, that to create a K-8 with emphasis on fine arts, and Riley Construction to manage the physical aspects of that project. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.